The government's unveiled its plan to get Wellington moving, but it could take some time to get the plan going. It wants light rail and a second Mount Victoria tunnel for the capital as part of the Let's Get Wellington Moving project. The additional tunnel will be for buses and cars, while the existing one will be for cyclists and pedestrians only. The plan also includes a light rail network to Island Bay, but with a fallback option of a rapid bus network. If it's greenlit by local councils, the business case alone could take until 2024 to complete. Well, joining us now is Transport Minister Michael Wood. Kia ora, Minister. People will want to know when they will be able to catch this light rail train to Island Bay. When, do you reckon?
Yes, I know there's huge enthusiasm and people want us to get on with the job. The indicative year that has been identified by the Let's Get Wellington Moving team is approximately 2031, 2032 for the service to be fully operational. But myself and the other sponsors of the project are working with officials to try and accelerate that as much as possible. And one of the options we have raised with them for further investigation is looking at phasing. So are there ways in which we can bring forward parts of the project so we get the benefits to the people of Wellington as soon as possible?
If you were going to do it that way, which part of it would be your priority? Would it be the light rail?
Yes, we certainly think that the high-quality public transport options of this package are the most important thing that we can provide to Wellingtonians. We obviously have to get good technical advice to inform the decisions that we make, but that is a real priority. That's what's been lacking through this part of Wellington for too long. That's why we have such high levels of congestion and carbon emissions, and we want to give people those choices.
How quickly could you do it if you were delivering it in stages with the rapid light rail coming first?
As I say, Lisa, we would have to get more technical advice on that. We are now moving into the detailed business case stage, which is when we start to get the really good information, the good analysis about how we actually deliver this project. That will be one of the things that we'll be asking the team as part of this piece of work.
It's costly, $7.4 billion. So what do you reckon, a regional petrol tax in Wellington to pay for it?
Look, it is a significant investment. You simply don't build these sort of large-scale public transport systems in built-up cities without a real investment. But after 50 years of kicking the can down the road, it is important we get on with it. We are looking at the full range of funding options, and we confirm today that Cabinet has agreed that I'll be doing a piece of work with the Minister of Finance to look at what the appropriate funding mechanisms for mass rapid transit are, whether it's this project, Auckland Light Rail, the alternative Waitemata Harbour Crossing. We want to sustainable and equitable funding model across different cities as we deliver these projects. And as a part of that, we will consider some of those alternative funding mechanisms, including value capture.
Right, so regional tax and tolls are on the table potentially.
We are considering those options. We haven't made decisions, but in the case of Wellington, we have been received a letter from the Wellington City Council and Greater Wellington Regional Council, and they've formally asked the government to investigate some of those options, and so we are now undertaking that.
Minister, I know you're tight on time, so I want to get through a couple of things really quickly. Have you secured all the land and houses you need along those routes in order to complete this project?
No, not at this stage. This is an indicative decision that we have made. We would then expect that sort of work to happen as we begin to move through the detailed business case. But we will be making sure that the unit is, that the team is set up to be able to take advantage of opportunities where they arise to make sure that we're purchasing land.
Given this is such a massive project, don't you need to sit down with opposition parties and get a cross-party agreement to make sure it goes ahead? Because it's not going to be finished, potentially, in an election cycle with the current government.
Look, the curse of many of these projects over the years in New Zealand is that we haven't had that level of certainty about the big public transport projects that our cities need. I am absolutely open to working with other parties to build up consensus. And in fact, I spoke to a couple of opposition spokespeople after question time today. I've offered to provide them with briefings on this project, and I'm absolutely open to a conversation. Wellingtonians want this to get done. They want us to get on with it. They've been waiting for too long. So if we can work together to give that certainty, then I'd be very keen to do that. And I put that offer out there to all other political parties.
Can I get a very quick answer? The CRL is going to cost more than was expected. This is the rail link in Auckland. Is the government going to pick up the tab for the overrun?
Well, we obviously the impacts of COVID-19 on big construction projects are significant. We do expect that there are going to be additional costs as a result of that. We'll have a clear idea about what those will be by approximately the end of this year. We have to go into a commercial negotiation with the private sector players who are constructing the project for us. The project is a 50-50 split between central government and Auckland Council, and so by definition the costs are shared by us on that basis.
Thanks for joining us, Minister. That's Transport Minister Michael Wood.